When did you first encounter Gigi? Did you remember watching the 1958 movie as a kid, or when did you remember?
I don't. I have no memory at all. I mean, I always loved Hermione Gingell, and, you know, when I was a child, she always seemed to be, I don't know, like 420 years old. But I you know, she seemed like I would never seem to be, that I would ever be the age to play any role that she would play. So this is the role she did in the movie, and I just loved her from other work, but oddly enough, I never saw her in this movie, and I never watched it until this past Christmas holiday when my sister-in-law popped it in. my whole family was there, so it was sort of like, hey. But what we're doing is a different book. It's a completely, it's a new version of the shows. It's like doing a brand new musical.
Okay, so explain what's different. Is it different songs, different everything?
It's still the iconic Lerner and Lowe score, the gorgeous score. But what's different is that the book, the scenes that surround the songs are different now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and there are some big surprises, and some songs have been reassigned, and it's much more modern in a way, and it tells the story. It's much more Gigi-centric and really sort of tells this coming-of-age story of this young woman in a much more modern way, and I think it's fantastic.
Oh, that's cool. So if our listeners are hearing this and they say, well, I've seen Gigi a million times, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say, no, you haven't. Well, you haven't seen our version of it, and you really need to come to the Kennedy Center and check it out. And we got some fantastic news just a little while ago. We're transferring to Broadway, and we have our opening date set. It's April 9th. This is April 8th, sorry. Breaking news.
Nice.
So we'll be at the Neil Simon Theater in New York after our Kennedy Center run. We're very excited.
That's great. Do you know, explain to our audience who might not be familiar with how that works. Like, so this is like the initial run before it heads to Broadway. Explain why
that's so rare and special. So this will be everything that you'll see in New York. It's a pre-Broadway run. And so this is a full production, and we have a full orchestra, and you know, we have Derek McLean, who designed the sets, who's, you know, award-winning, and Catherine Zuber did the costumes, and Eric Schaefer is directing it, and Josh Bergass choreographed it. And our new book that I was speaking about, which we call, basically that's just what we call the scenes.
Right.
We call that the book that surrounds all the songs and the score. That's by Heidi Thomas, who has worked on Call the Midwife. She's the showrunner for Call the Midwife, and she's worked on Upstairs, Downstairs, and Cranford, and she's an expert writer, and we're just trying everything out here and putting new scenes in, and still in dress rehearsals at the moment, but previewing soon.
Do you have a favorite musical number in the piece?
I don't yet, but I don't think I'll be giving away too much if I say that I have a great duet with Howard McGillin called I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And we heard the orchestra for the first time today, and it is an absolutely show-stopping orchestration, and I'm hoping we can live up to it. It's a great song and dance number, and I think audiences are going to love it.
To steal a phrase, I remember that song well. No, I mean, all of the songs in it, I mean, Thank Heaven for Little Girls, and I Don't Understand the Parisians, and I mean, what is it, The Night They Invented Champagne? There's so many good ones.
They're really good ones, and of course, then the title song, Gigi, is sung by Corey Cott, who plays our young leading man, and he's unbelievable. Vanessa Hudgens is making her, you know, her big stage debut, and she'll be making her Broadway debut soon, and I think Washington audiences should come see it, you know, because they're going to see history, and she's absolutely incredible in this part, and I'm really honored to be in the cast with her, and she's a great leading lady. She's a giant talent, but she's about 5 feet tall.
Yeah, size doesn't matter when it comes to the stage, man.
Not at all.
I wanted to ask you about Vanessa Hudgens. Like, what's it like working with her?
It's incredible. She's really down to earth. She's really very sensitive. She's a true triple threat. She really sings. She really dances. She really acts. She's a huge heart, and it comes. And she has so much charisma. I mean, she doesn't need any lights on her at all. She just lights up the whole room when she comes in. She's this gorgeous smile. Of course, everybody knows she's beautiful, but she's really beautiful on the inside. And I think that's where a lot of her gift is. She's just you know, she, you just feel great just being in the room with her, and she's very, very disciplined and a hard worker, and she's having a great time.
Well, that's great to hear. You never know with some of the, you know, the faces that you see on, you know, TV and movies, and it's nice to always hear that. Let's talk about you. What are your memories of your Tony win back for The Light in the Piazza?
It was a while ago. I mean, it was, it'll be 10 years ago. So it's like, it's good. We're coming up on a good even number. I mean, it was a big high point in my career. I've been fortunate. I think this will be my 13th Broadway show, and I think it's the 8th show where I've created a part in an original cast. So I've been very fortunate. And I just had an opportunity to play Claire Danes' mom, Perry Matheson's mom on Homeland. So I feel like this has been a really good year for me so far.
Yeah.
I'm finding a piece. All I can find is laminate. I'm looking for a piece of wood. Oh, here's wood. Knocking on wood. That was me knocking on wood.
What did you only find before?
Laminate. I could only find laminate. I mean, I'm backstage at the Kennedy Center. It's like, it's a maze back here. It's just finding a place where the cell phone works is
knocking on laminate. That's classic.
Yeah, this is a national landmark. This is completely, we're secure here. We feel safe.
Well, and speak about how special it will be to perform there. I mean, I know you've been rehearsing, but have you ever performed?
This is my third time at the Kennedy Center. This is my third time in Washington.
What were the other two?
The other two, okay, was 20 years ago when my son was an infant. You know, once you have kids, you always remember how old your kids were. So
yeah.
I can't remember the year, but I remember my son. I know. No, I remember how old my son was. So I guess it was 1995. I was here with the pre-Broadway run of How to Succeed in Business with Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we were at the Opera House. And then about 8 or 9 years before that, I was with the first national company of Les Miserables. So if you saw Les Miserables the first time it came to Washington at the Opera House, then you saw me playing Madame Thénardier as a very young schoolgirl then. And in How to Succeed, I played Smitty. He was, Megan Mullally's best friend, sort of her sidekick. So it's fun to be back here, and it really does bring back memories.
Yeah, you're no stranger to D.C. audiences. So if they remember you in any of those roles, they should come check you out as Mamita.
I hope they stand up and they sing "I Remember It Well" when they see me.
Oh, way to tie it all together. Nice job using my same pun right back at me. That's pretty good.
Good job. Nice setup.
Absolutely. I set them up and you knock them down for me. Hey, listen, go find some more laminate to knock on, and I hope it goes really well. I'm going to be there in the audience, so I will cheer extra hard for you.
Oh, that's really... Thanks, Jason. All right, have a great night.
Thanks so much, Victoria.